Welcome back to Spartan Nation Radio. Every time I have this guy on the radio show, I get a lot of all of the Wolverines who listen just pound me, which I don't understand them pounding me. I'm having their guy on. And then I get it from Spartan fans pounding me. What are you doing having a Wolverine on, Hondo? Okay, but I'm going to say this. I genuinely like the guy, and I feel bad from his family. He comes from a great family. They love God. They love Michigan State. He is the prodigal son. They're waiting for him to come home one day. But he does run a great website, mvictors.com, and he's my good buddy, Greg Dooley. Hi, Greg.
Hondo, and may I say, I love your show, even as a Michigan fan. And we've talked about this off the air. I wish there was something like this on the Wolverine airwaves, but you do a great job. Thanks for having me back.
Hey, it's always great to have you. I appreciate you. I want to go back to a conversation that we had earlier this year, well before football season. And we talked about Spartan basketball, and I told you I expected Michigan to beat them this year. You were a little bit hesitant to believe me. I told you why I believed in Beilein. You agreed. You did not trash Beilein. I'm not implying that. But when we talked about his ability, that he doesn't have to go out and get the All-Americans guy just the way he coaches. So now looking back with 2020 vision with the season over, how pleased are you with what your Wolverines did this year?
I am thrilled, pleased, and still a little stunned, to be honest, about what has happened, especially over the last few weeks. Really, starting there in East Lansing with that big win, but also, of course, how they performed against teams like Kansas and Ohio State earlier in the season. I'm stunned, and I'm thrilled for the future with what he did this year.
For you, though, what sticks out most to you out of Beilein? Because you know, I've been sold on Beilein since he got the job. I believe in him. I think he's a great guy. I think his players love him. I love the way he coaches. But what sold you? What did Beilein do this year that you said, boom, that's my guy?
He changed a big part of his philosophy. How much did you see the zone out there on Saturday?
None.
How many times now does he toss it inside, and did he find ways for Morgan to score? He changed a lot of the way he does things. He changed his recruiting philosophy a little bit. He brought in some new people. He brought in some emphasis, down low on that part of the game, and he was convinced that maybe he should abandon his patented zone, and he did. He's changed the way he's done things. He's adapted, and that makes me just thrilled. So I tell you, for the Spartan fans out there, if you think this is just a system guy and he's got this special system, he's adapting and he's shown that it's worked. Hey, we'll see how things go the next few years, but that makes me the most excited right now.
All right, I want to have a little bit of a different conversation with you. You know that I like Rich Rodriguez and I respect Rich Rodriguez. But what you saw this year out of Beilein was what I think why Rich Rodriguez is no longer coaching there. Rich's tough jaw, I won't change to my talent approach really is why I don't think he's still the coach at Michigan. I think he's certainly talented enough to be. And am I fair in that analogy?
I think you're definitely fair. And you still get called Rich Rod calls every single day here in town, and you know the guy's gone. I mean, both sides. It's like, well, look what Beilein did in his fourth year. Why didn't Rich Rod, I swear to God, Hondo, someone
You're
called
kidding
this
me.
And said that. Look, why didn't he get a fourth year? And then you have the other side of it is, well, look at the progress the team made this year on the basketball court. How come we didn't see anywhere near that with Rich Rod? And that's, you know, so I think you can draw a few things from the basketball experience for Rich Rod, but one of the things is that he was a little stubborn and he wasn't willing to bring in, say, the kind of assistant coaches that necessarily that weren't in his family or that would do their own thing, like, for instance, have their own style of defense.
Right. That's a great point. That we're talking to Greg Dooley. He is the proprietor of mvictors.com, a very, very good website. By the way, I have to read you an email that I got today because it's about you and you'll crack up. It comes to me from Trisha. She says, Hondo, why do you have that Wolverine on? I'm sure he's a good guy. I know he's your buddy, yada, yada, yada. But the question I have is this. He'll go on his website and brag about everyone else being at everyone, but he has to hide the fact he comes on with you. What is he ashamed of? Are the Wolverines going to kill him just because he's talking to a Spartan?
That's pretty funny, Hondo.
Sometimes we can't win with fans, can we?
I think I've podcasted just about every appearance I have. I haven't had a chance. I will certainly podcast this one if you send me the file. And I just, before I came on, just tweeted out that I was going to be on. So, come on, Trisha.
All right. I want to go on a little bit of a different angle with you. By the way, as soon as the show is over, I have to call you. I have some very interesting news coming up. Ready for this one? Your head football coach, Brady Hoke, is going to be on this show Monday night.
No kidding. That's awesome. That's an awesome get, Hondo.
Well, you know what? You know I have nothing but respect for Brady. I told you, he was the only guy I didn't want to get the job. I wouldn't have cared if you brought Lombardi back. Just I did not want Brady Hoke. No, I mean that. You know that. You know me good enough, and I would hope you'd tell the fans. I don't. When I say the same thing off air that I do on. Am I not telling the truth?
No, I tell you, Hondo, see, you told me this before this was a done deal. In fact, I think you told me that. Even when there were a lot of people saying it was Harbaugh for sure, you were telling me that.
Yep, so, I knew from my inside people.
Interesting stuff.
Well, let's go and let's take a little bit of a different angle with this. I want to anyone that says Michigan basketball is back and the playing ground is even with Michigan State, I think, without trying to insult special needs people, are just morons. But I would go as far as saying they're just as delusional as the same people who say after Michigan State winning three in a row, we're back on equal footing with Michigan. We're not. Clearly right now in the rivalry, we have the upper hand. Michigan State is going towards that. But you know what? Championships year after year after year in both programs are what really determines. I think you can see delusional on both sides.
Oh, for sure. I mean, if anything, Spartan football has more of a case. That's three solid seasons, a Big Ten championship. A couple wins and what is it, 4 out of 16 or something like that for the basketball program. Mm-hmm. That's to say that we're on even close to equal footing to what Tom Izzo's done is certainly delusional. I actually think the folks who make the argument about Spartan football are more in the right. But again, these things are played out over time, as you point out, Hondo. So, yeah, I heard some smack talk from Michigan fans this morning about the state of the basketball program, but that's silly. There were a lot of folks, probably some of the people who called in, who wanted Beilein's head this year.
Yeah, now they love him. All right, listen, all right, here we go. Here's an email that just came in from Dean. Dean says, Hondo, as long as you got the Wolverine on, would you remind him that Michigan State had the winged helmet first? Every time he comes on, I demand you remind him of that. Hey, you have to admit, you were stunned. You didn't believe that till I spent $100 of my own money to buy you a book.
That's not true, Hondo. I knew about it. However,
just didn't want to admit it.
I've never seen such a beautiful picture as the book. And it's right here, Hondo. It's sitting right here in my hand. I got it in my office. And it's displayed prominently next to all my Michigan books, so know that to be true.
All right, I want to, as we're getting in, we got 2 minutes left, but one of the things I want to say is, whether it's football or basketball, I love that this rivalry means something again. I love that this rivalry's fun. You know, I was hearing Spartan fans on after the game this weekend saying, well, at least we got football. At least we got football. And literally, it was funny to hear Wolverine fans down at Chrysler, man, at least our basketball team did it. You and I are both good enough friends, and we're both, obviously, we cheer for our schools, but we're both intelligent enough we can step back and say this. It's fun that this rivalry's back on, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, I heard your friend Marty Martin this morning. I think she made the point that, you know, folks in North Carolina, it's very important to them that both Duke and North Carolina are good and quality teams, because it makes it that much more fun when they play. And I absolutely subscribe to that. And there's plenty of talent in this area for both teams to thrive, both on, you know, in any sport, really, hockey, basketball, football. And it is definitely more fun when the teams are competitive, for sure.
All right, this is an email just came in from Connor. Connor says, Hondo, I like Greg. I'm glad that he's on. I appreciate that you two, unlike a lot of other people, can embrace the rivalry, had fun with it. Both everyone knows what your schools are, but you have fun. I like it, and I appreciate him being on. So good. See, you're starting to win over some of these people. At least they like you.
Oh, that's very nice, Hondo. Like I said, you've got a wonderful show, and I have a lot of respect for what you do. I love to listen to it, and what I tell you though, just to have this week after a big rivalry win, which is not something we really haven't had in a while at the end of a season, is, boy, it puts wind in your sails, I tell you.
All right, we got 30 seconds. This comes in from Dwayne, who's a Wolverine fan. He lives in Shaftsburg. He says, Hondo, could you ask Greg if he ever plans on writing a book? I learned about his site listening to him on your show. I love it. I read it every day now. Would you just ask him that? So for Dwayne, do you plan on writing a book?
Time permitting, I've always toyed about doing something on the Minnesota-Michigan rivalry, kind of with the little brown jug as a backdrop to it. I've toyed around with that. I've also kind of maybe toyed around putting a collection of articles around Michigan history, kind of year by year, talking about memorabilia and some of the history around that period of that piece. So I've toyed around with a few things, but right now I've got plenty on my books, Hondo. So
hey, let me be a friend. Don't write on Michigan, Minnesota. Write on Michigan, Michigan State, Michigan, Notre Dame, Michigan, Ohio. Not Michigan, Minnesota. All right, brother,
maybe,
listen.
We'll see.
I appreciate your friendship. Congratulations on sweeping the Spartans. Would love for us to meet at the Big Ten tournament, but congratulations. You've got the Big Ten Coach of the Year, no matter what anyone says, and John Beilein. You're the best, buddy.
Cool. Look forward to your phone call. Thanks, Hondo.
All right, buddy. That is Greg Dooley from MVictors.com.